Well, the countdown very much on to tomorrow's Donegal Half Marathon, which takes place in Letterkenny, and big numbers expected. Delighted to say that we have on the line Brendan McDade, the race organiser. Good afternoon, Brendan. You're, I think, possibly having spent much of the day at the Aura Leisure Centre, which once again is the headquarters. People have been collecting their goodie bags and registering, so everything is on schedule.
It is indeed, Chris. People are just coming in here now in the afternoon, a steady flow since 2 o'clock, to pick up their number and goodie bag and get ready for tomorrow.
The deadline for collecting is 6 o'clock, is that right?
Yeah, from 2 o'clock today to 6 o'clock, and then we'll be doing it again in the morning from 8 until 9. But we're sort of trying to encourage as many local to come today and get their number to avoid sort of congestion in the morning time.
Yeah. So numbers-wise, it was announced during the week that you were heading past the 400 mark. There's been a lot of effort put into marketing the event, and it looks like we're going to have good numbers.
We are indeed, Chris. We're up now around the 450 mark. We've had quite a few walk-ins today already. So it might even go close to the 500 by the time we finish this evening.
Now, the course itself was altered in 2022, and the one before that was quite a hilly course in many respects. So this is a slightly flatter, faster course, and you're starting slightly out of town.
We are. The start line is out quite close to Conwell on the Conwell Strait. It's about 1 mile from the Aura Leisure Centre. And you're right, the changes we made, you know, ensure now that the first 4 mile is all flat and good running. And then from there up to about 8.5 mile, it's a little bit of rolling hills. And then from that turn at Rashida back in, again, is all good running and good road surface. You know, and that's another roughly about 5 mile or so to the finish. So that has really improved people's perception of the course and people's times on the course. And they seem to really enjoy running that particular course.
Now, for the runners taking part, it's always great to get a bit of support along the way. So if anybody's around Letterkenny, the race starting 9.20?
9.20 start. So they'll be heading into Letterkenny probably around about 9:30. And right around that. So in around the old Duns or the Old Town Bridge would be a good spot that you would get the biggest end. That would be passing there about 1.5 miles, and then you would get them again as they come back around at the 4 mile mark. So that, you know, that'd be a very good spot to support whoever's doing the race at two different locations.
And then, of course, the finish back at the Aura Centre, and hopefully there'll be big numbers there to cheer people home. In terms of the entries, Brendan, as well as people from local clubs and individuals, and no doubt you've people who've come from further afield from foreign shores.
Oh, absolutely. We're just looking at the entry list. We have a few from England and Scotland, and we've quite a number from Northern Ireland. And again, from the Monaghan clubs, there are quite a few of those coming tomorrow to take part in it. And one athlete in particular is Jarrett Deshery, is his name. He runs with Kerry Gaitis. And we expect him to break the course record. He's capable of running somewhere around 63, 64 minutes. The existing record is 69 at the moment. So we're looking at that to be tumbled tomorrow, and hopefully he can go and do that for us.
And at this stage, have entries closed, or can you still enter?
We're taking entries right up until 6 o'clock. We don't take any entries on the morning of the race. It's just too busy and too much sort of race packs to give out and to get organised. So taking entries right up until 6 o'clock today. And then we'll be closing it.
Now, you've also introduced a kiddies race, which has been a very novel and popular decision. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was introduced because in the first couple of years of it, we've seen families that were here to support people doing the half marathon. And we just introduced something to keep them entertained while the main event was on. and it has really taken off. The sports partnership team sort of organised that, and we run the last K off the marathon course, so the kids are able to come out and run in with their parents, or some of the older ones run in by themselves. So they get the experience of doing the last kilometre and coming right onto the finish line. And again, we give them a medal and a goodie bag at the finish. And again, the entries for that have been fantastic. We have over 100 taking part in that at the moment, and we expect a few walk-ins in the morning. We will take entries for the kids' race in the morning. It's a free event, so people can just rock up in the morning and take part in that one.
Yeah, and just what time would you need to be there for that?
Well, that event starts at about 10 to 10, so they'd need to be there between 9 and half 9 to get registered and to get out to the start line. It's roughly about half a mile from Mora to where the K starts. So, yeah, you'd need to be here probably between 9 and half 9 to make sure you're on time to get out. Now, and then we have some face painting and other activities for the kids. Once they complete their 1K race, that'll be all taken part in that D section of the athletic track.
So it all adds, of course, to the atmosphere, and let's hope the weather is favourable as well. You also have, in the last couple of years, Brendan, made the decision to have a special commemorative medal with a particular theme each year.
We did. We started out with the Wild Atlantic Way main points, and this year's is Malin Head. So we have a specially designed medal with Malin Head. Now, we only have those for the first 400, because that was our sort of target to try and reach 400. So we have those allocated already. And we also have a T-shirt with an image of Malhead on it, as well as our logo and the sponsor's logo. So both of those are come down really, really well today. The competitors seem to really like them.
So in conclusion, everything is all set. It's an event that's going from strength to strength. And finally, just in terms of volunteers, they play a huge part. And no doubt, if there's anybody available to give a helping hand, you'll certainly welcome them as well.
Yeah, well, this year now we've been overwhelmed by the response. We had a few calls out for volunteers, and it takes roughly about 100 volunteers to cover all the different aspects between out on the course and with registration and at the finish line. And we've been lucky enough to secure all of those positions. So we're in a good place in terms of volunteers. We must thank the Donegal Volunteer Centre, who coordinated a lot of that for us, along with our own Letterkenny AC members. And we have a great team of chief marshals in place that will look after them. Yep. So, yeah, we're in a very good place in terms of marshals.
So wrapping things up, the Donegal Half Marathon getting underway, 20 past 9, out the Cornwall side of Letterkenny. And if you want to get down and support people around the Old Town Bridge, there'll be a loop around the town. And then the finish, the runners coming in from, just after about 20 past 10 onwards, if you can be down at the finish, and there'll be a steady flow for the next hour or so after that.
That's right, Chris. And we'll just encourage again in the morning, anybody picking up their race number and goodie bags and so on, to try and be early, because it does take 10 or 15 minutes to get from Mora to the start line. So you don't want to be late, and we're on a time schedule that we can't delay the start of the race. So we just encourage people to be on time in the morning.